Now, this tune. This tune is a good one. You know, my pa liked this song. He used to sing it to me when I was a child. Try to get me to focus, you know, to calm down when I was scared. A funny old thing, ain't it? Thinking a song could keep me safe. I think there was more music back then, you know, back when the guilds were still strong. Call me nostalgic, but I miss the way things were before. Before Stormfall. Before the factions. You know, it's been about 30 years, but so much is different now. When I was a child, there were guild influences everywhere. You couldn't toss a bucket of trash into a canal without a sanitation and service guild enforcer showing up, followed closely by a water guild auditor to give you a nice big hefty fine. Now the sanitation agents don't even come out to the neutral wards, and the water guild ain't even around anymore. All thanks to the factions. Cagging factions. Don't listen to their propaganda, friend. They're all the same. The United Pact, the Ardeos Serene Accordance, the Independent Republic of Humanity, even the Neutral Wards. They all sing different words to the same song. And even then, with the Arcanica and Commerce Guild still around, they're the ones running the show. Holed up in their walled-off territories. You know, back when I was a child, we were all citizens of Almengrad. You could take pride in that, but now we're divided. We're like five cities instead of just one. Like, if I'm doing business in the United Pact, I gotta be careful about what I put on my ration cards. If I'm visiting my sister in the Accordance, I gotta make sure I got the right papers and entry visas. And everyone looks at me suspiciously when I say I'm pulling a job in the Independent Republic. And do not get me started on those neutral wards. It's nothing but, what's your faction? Who do you stand by? What can you tell us about the arms build-up? I'm about this close from closing my shop and moving all the way down to Amenheim. It's a hefty price, but they'll let you stay there if you got enough money. And at least down there, they don't care what your Kagan politics are. Do you remember weather? You know, not real weather, not Stormfall. We all remember Stormfall. I'm talking about weather that mattered. The kind that you could predict down to the last raindrop. Do you remember when the Weather Guild used to announce the Weathermaster's big designs for the season? I loved Van Claude's patented perfect days. The ones that weren't too hot or cold, they were just right, with the amount of clouds that were just perfect. Gentle breezes that were constant. It was like being on holiday every time you walked down the street. You know, and then he went missing for that little bit, and we all feared for the worst, but then they found Von Claude. And practically the very next day, he disavowed the Weather Guild to join the Ardeos Serene Accordance as the first Weather General. It was only a matter of time after that. Goodbye, Weather Guild. Hello, Weather Military Divisions. And that blasted cloud veil. It's nothing but a never-ending storm stretching between all the factions. A mutual weather wall to make direct attacks hard and travel between them even harder. It's crazy crying shame, if you ask me. Weaponizing weather. But, you know, after the Weather Guilds crumpled, the other guilds were not far behind. They started to fall in one by one as the factions grew stronger. The Water and the Agrarian Guild, that makes sense to me. The houses that ran them were at each other's throats at the time, and they started to defy the guild pack and take responsibility for their own food and water. The Marshal Guild, that's a bit of a trickier story. They collapsed after Jardane Fleet militarized the Wardens for his new army. Those Wardens that didn't fall in line were thrown out, and the Guardians cut ties to remain neutral. And finally, the Dueling Clubs, with nothing around them, they just had their own autonomy. There's hundreds of them now, doing whatever the cag they want. Even the Pixie Messenger Union. They got absorbed into House Bell, and they run that whole thing now. And just like that, welcome to the faction era. Can't believe I'd miss the simpler days of guild law and excess bureaucracy. Do you know what I really miss? I miss not feeling like there's a war going to break out any day. The factions have spent decades building fortifications and armies before they declared their open hostilities. And even after they did declare their open hostilities, there hasn't been a tin fired. It's all military parades, recruitment drives, and arms factories running day in and day out. War is whispered on every breath, and we're sitting on an anthill that just needs a swift kick to get riled up. Luckily, no one wants to put on their boots, though. That doesn't stop me from hearing stomping every time I make a trip out to the Kagan Cloud Vale. I'm telling you, friend, something will shift, and when it does, dare help us all. I gotta get gone. You know, but thanks for listening, and keep your head about you, all right? It's dangerous out there, no matter what the neutrals say. See you around, friend.